What is being told here? Don't take the wrong direction. Don't go external, go internal. One day I was reading a book about when I was about 14 or 15 on astrology. My mother happened to pass by. She said, "What are you reading?" I said, "Mother, astrology." She took the book and threw out of the window. She said, "Look here, what is there in that book? Look here." She must have got a hint of the infinite. See, that is why I am telling you, look here. There is nothing in the gospel, there is nothing in the temple, there is nothing anywhere. There is nothing. If you believe that there is infinite in that stone idol, or the Kaaba, or the cross, or the fire, you are mistaken. All these Kaaba, cross, fire is within inside the infinite. Where are you going? Where are you searching? You are going in the wrong direction. That is what is hinted here. When right posture of the mind has been attained, there follows right prana and proper inspiration and expiration of breath. There are two ways to travel. You go from breath control to mind control, or you come from mind control to breath control. In the earlier stage, right at the beginning of book 2, the very first sutra says, peace of the chitta is also brought about by regulation of prana or life breath. Here what does it say? When right posture has been attained, there follows, right posture of the mind, there follows, what follows? The proper inspiration and expiration of breath. You see, either you go by rhythmic breathing to rhythmic thinking, or by rhythmic thinking come to rhythmic breathing. From rhythmic breathing to, you will go to rhythmic thinking in about 10-15 lives. But from correct thinking to come to correct breathing, you might take 100 lives. It is your choice. Go the way you want to go. I think the easier way is to go from rhythmic breathing to rhythmic thinking. If you don't believe it, come from rhythmic thinking to rhythmic breathing. We'll meet some other time. After a few million years, we'll exchange notes. The finest statement of all the sutras, when in book 2, 46, 47, 48 have been achieved, it has a direct influence on our breathing. Wrong breathing is slowly converted into right rhythmic breathing, together with synchronization of breath to prana intake in the psychic body. This works both ways. The rhythmic breath calms the chitta, and a calm chitta corrects breath and makes it rhythmic. From the outset, we have stated that primary or the inner body, manas system, is the inner subtle man, also described in yoga as pranamaya kosha. The complex human being is a combination of physical body brain system and psychic body manas system, and the two should be synchronized, as also the rhythmic breath intake with the prana intake. This is the principle behind three-step rhythmic breathing. According to Sait Patanjali, proper synchronization of rhythmic breath to prana brings about correct posture of the mind and makes it steady, and a steady posture of the mind brings about synchronization of rhythmic breath to prana. This is borne out by the many practices given in the book. The final pranayama is complete stoppage of breath, whether internal or external, while revolutions of prana continue. This will happen after some 200-300 lifetimes. Right control of prana, or the life force, is external, internal, or motionless. It's a subject to place, time, number, and is also protected or brief. In this sutra, the sage alludes to rhythmic breath synchronization of breath to prana, phase and sub-phase practices along with the various in-between steps of breathing practices. In practicing all these, one finds that breath is external, prana is internal, or motionless as it were, and for both there is a reference to a particular place, timing and number, whether short or long, fast or slow. Abstraction, pratyahara, is subjugation, calming of the senses by the thinking principle and the withdrawal from that which has hitherto been their object. If you remember, if you turn all the pages and go to Sutra Book 1, Sutra 2, which is actually Sutra 1, yoga is achieved through the subjugation of the psychic nature and the restraint of the chitta, the thinking instrument. Here is another way of putting the same thing. Abstraction, pratyahara, is the subjugation, calming of the senses by the thinking principle and the withdrawal from that which has hitherto been their object. As in 115, this sutra talks of detachment without detaching, freedom from longing of all objects of desire, without the external show of running away from them. It talks of detaching the primary body from the secondary body by practice and matter. Only when this detachment is practiced consciously does one experience the inner primary body as separate and distinct. Until then, there is only a mental concept of the inner man. Awareness that is sufficiently upgraded results in awareness in sleep, and conscious out-of-body experiences are undertaken. It is neither accidental nor a psychic adventure. Such practices are done under the guidance of a master to avoid great danger. The reader's attention is drawn to the term thinking principle. But once again let me read the sutra. Abstraction, that is pratyahara, is the subjugation, calming of the senses by the thinking principle. Now all the time we have been talking about thinking instrument. Suddenly we are talking about a thinking principle. What is the difference between thinking instrument and thinking principle? If the thinking instrument is the wire, the electricity inside is the thinking principle. Let us read. The reader's attention is drawn to the term thinking principle. Just as there is a difference between sense organs, say a wire, and the senses, the electricity in the wire, likewise, the difference between thinking instrument and thinking principle should be understood. The forebrain, or the conscious brain, with its four centers, intellectual, emotional, sex, movement, in the registration area, together with the rear brain, which is memory pool, shallow and deep, constitute the thinking instrument. And the incoming impulses, coupling with memory patterns soaked in past experienced emotions, form the thinking principle. You understand now? The organ brain, the front brain, where there are four centers, intellectual, emotional, sex and movement, together with memory pool, these are all in our brain organ. This forms thinking instrument. The thinking principle is memory and the incoming impulses. The incoming impulses together with past memory patterns form thought. That we have learned time and again. That incoming impulses with memory patterns, they form thought. They form thinking principle. And the instrument that makes you express a thought is your front brain with your memory pools at the back. You can take care of your front brain. You can take care of the whole of your brain, your stupid brain, or my stupid brain. But you cannot take care of incoming impulses. You cannot take care of incoming impulses for the simple reason that you can't see them, for the simple reason that you can't catch them. So they will come in you and make you act and form your thoughts. So more important than your thinking instrument is your thinking principle. Now how will you take care of the incoming impulses that you can't see, that you can't touch, that you can't prevent, you can't close the door, they will come through the door? How will you stop the incoming impulses that form your thinking principle, your thinking principle? How will you take care of your thinking principle? The second step in yoga. What did we mention? Three steps: rhythm, mandalan, sanskara, structure. The incoming impulses are at the same rate of vibrations as your sanskara structure is. That structure may be your own brain organ. According to the structure of that brain organ will be the structure of your memory pool. According to that structure will be the incoming impulses. To prevent the incoming impulses coming in you, you have to change the structure of this foolish brain. You have to change the structure of your past stupid memory patterns. That is the second step in Yoga Sutra. Sanskar or structure. And the method of changing your structure or sanskar is most important. It's no use crying that fate is very, very, very bad with me, is cruel. You have to change your structure. And change your structure consciously. Yoga is this. It is not that. Yoga is principally changing your structure, your sanskar. Yoga means you live 24 hours a rhythmic life, based on rhythmic breathing and rhythmic thinking. When that comes about, then you start your communication. What is this? Radhe! This is Radhe! Krishna! Then start your communication. Don't talk of body. You're not worried about the body. Think of Radhe and Krishna. Then the communication will start. This is yoga. All else is foolishness. Don't go home and stand and run there and say some japa. Doesn't help. Consciously change your structure. Consciously bring about rhythm and balance. Communication must be established. Otherwise, you are a wild animal in a zoo, in a cage. Nothing better. If you want to remain a wild animal in a zoo, in a cage, don't come here. If you come here, decide to break that cage and come out of the zoo. We are all animals. No, I am not talking that I am not an animal. We are all animals. We are all in a cage. I am not talking from a superior position. No. If I was that, I would not be in this world. All who are in this world are those animals, wild animals, kept in a zoo, in an open zoo, in a game preserve, and for a few thousand light years there is nothing around. So it's a cage in which we are wild animals, living our life, setting a bomb here, setting a bomb there. That is all we do. And then we talk of yoga, then we talk about philosophy, and talk about so many big things. See? Remember, we are wild animals in a cage, in a zoo. And the first mukti is to come out of this zoo and cease to be an animal. That is the first mukti. Don't talk about other mukti, the higher mukti. The day we shall be free as animals and free from the zoo and the cage, we've achieved something. We'll begin then. Till then we won't begin you. Understood? No high hopes. Let us be on firm ground and talk. Okay? What's the time left? If we are in the zoo, let us be together. Where are we? We'll read the first paragraph on page 234. So in Pratyahara, we must first learn to consciously separate and not allow to come together the thinking instrument and the thinking principle, thus making thinking instrument incapable of functioning whenever we desire. You understand now? The thinking instrument and the thinking principle. The thinking instrument is your front brain and your rear brain. The thinking principle is the incoming impulses and your memory patterns, past memory patterns. If you do not allow the two to come together, if you detach them, pratyahara, you live with the infinite. You allow them to come together and you are a stupid human being. Understand? The meaning of pratyahara now. To separate the thinking instrument from the thinking principle. That is pratyahara. And not renunciation of wife and children and going to an ashram. That is not detachment. And how can you detach your thinking principle from your thinking instrument? How can you do that? By changing the sanskara, your structure. And how can you change your sanskara or structure? By rhythm and balance. And when you do all that, you are able to communicate. Communicate with whom? With your own self, your own infinite divine self. Right? No philosophy. As a result of these means, there follows the complete subjugation of the sense organs. Having proceeded this far, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, are to be practiced under the guidance of Ishvara, the Gurudeva, and internal peace is now assured. Now, pratyahara, detachment of the thinking instrument from the thinking principle. And then you are ready for the first step of dharana. You are still not on dhyana or meditation. You get my point? Dharana, dhyana, samadhi is to be practiced at the feet of the master. And that master is no external master. It's your own internal Ishvara, the divine self. It is the same in all of us. And the name is also the same. Om. That's the name of that infinite master within. You get my point? And one day you will learn to pronounce his name with a particular rhythm, and he will be there before you. And you will need no stupid teacher like myself. When you will reach that symphony, your life will become a symphony, and then you will know it. What it is to be in communication. Go home and throw this book away. If you can, go home, relax, and peacefully call upon your own inner master, you can say, "Oh Ishwar," if you can just say that peacefully, one day you will get an answer. What do you want? One day you will get the answer, what do you want? And when you will get that answer once, you will never be the same person again. For that, nothing much is required. But a total effort, constant effort. Whatever you are doing, it is still at the back of your mind that I am the infinite. That I am the infinite. This is merely Radhe. This is only the outer covering. I am the infinite. And every day try for a few moments in a relaxed position and call upon your own infinite self and see what happens. When you are really peaceful one day, you will get the reply, what do you want? And you will be surprised to know at that time that all these years you have wasted looking out, that you have not set your communication within. There is no need of various asanas, there is no need of various pranayams, there is no need of philosophy, there is no need of anything. Live your normal life, but with utter peace in your heart. Absolute peace. Peace with the thought, with the conviction that the infinite is here and here only. That all help is here. That all guidance is here, what am I afraid of? And then that peace will become constant with you. That rhythm will become constant with you. Your thinking will become rhythmic, like your breathing will become rhythmic. Only every day, don't forget to relax and call upon your own infinite self. Don't miss the chance of hearing one day, what do you want? Don't forget to miss that day. Okay, we'll meet again. This is no laughing matter. Okay, so where are we? On page 234 somewhere? Okay. So when you breathe here, the diaphragm is pushed down, and because the diaphragm is pushed down, this comes up. When you breathe, there is no air here or here, correct? There is no air here or here. Above the navel, below the navel, correct? So any movement here is a muscular movement. It is not due to breath.
whether you take a deep breath or a shallow breath, there is no breath here. Understood? Understood well? Now, this is your navel, this is your abdomen, the upper part of it, this is the lower part of it. Pull both the parts in. Pull both the parts in and keep breathing. Pull both the parts in of your abdomen and keep breathing. Put it in. Keep breathing. You might relax your legs, keep them crossed lightly to help you better. Don't pull up your knees. Relax your legs. Put this part in. Since they are muscular, keep the muscles in. Breathe in your chest. Pull the abdomen in totally. Breathe in your chest. In both the parts of your abdomen. Can you do it? Good. Relax your legs. Pull in your abdomen.
Around the navel, sir. Around the navel.
Up.
Around
above the navel, below the navel. In. And keep breathing with your chest. Not necessarily deep breathing. Normal breathing. Keep the abdomen in, pull it in, keep it in, don't let it come out. What is the experience?
Without the movement we can do it.
Huh?
Without any movement here.
No movement, of course,
yes.
No movement.
Yes.
Keep that in,
yes.
Both upper and lower.
Yes.
Breathe it. From the chest only. Your perineum will be held up all the time. Your perineum will be held up all the time. If you can do this 5 minutes daily, you will be regenerating your perineum. Because with the phase exercise, most of you do not pull in your perineum. In your phase exercise, I have seen that most of you do not pull in your perineum. To help you to do that, try this for 5, 7, 10 minutes daily. It will give your perineum the proper exercise. It will be regenerated. Then when you do your phase, it will be easier for you to pull in. Because most of you try to give a jerk, which is not correct. The lower abdomen is to be pulled in your phase exercise. But I find that most abdominal muscles are weak. In most cases, And therefore, the lower abdomen pulling in is not proper. So for 5 minutes daily, do this. The lower and the upper abdomen, keep it right in and breathe naturally. If you keep this full properly, the perineum will be pulling like this. And remember, when we are doing the pain exercise, the perineum is like this and the diaphragm is like this. When the perineum is released, the diaphragm is like this. When the diaphragm is like this, the perineum is full like this. When the perineum is released, the diaphragm is full like this. This movement must continue. Understand? This movement must come. And not a jerky movement. Because your diaphragm goes peacefully up and down. So your perineum also must go peacefully up and down. There should be no jerks. In most cases there are jerks because the lower abdomen muscles are weak. In most cases I have seen they are very weak. And here to make a jerk like this, there should be no jerk. Simply the abdomen must be pulled in. If you can do this for 5 minutes daily, it will help you a lot. Now, begin your healing exercise. Pull up your knees, put your hands gently and hold your knees. In this healing exercise, whom are you healing? Whom are you healing? Your own self. You are healing your own self. If you are healing your own self, you have to be very sincere. In this healing exercise, if you are healing yourself, you have to be very sincere and honest with yourself. You can only heal yourself if, without any reservation, in your thoughts, in your heart, you are prepared to forgive anyone, everyone. So much so that if you are fortunate to meet that person today, he will give a smile. The three-step music is continuing. Do the three-step rhythmic breathing. The breathing is not rhythmic if your thoughts are not rhythmic. And if your thoughts are not rhythmic, your breathing is not rhythmic. And if it is not rhythmic, you cannot forgive. I am not asking you to forget. Because memory cannot be destroyed. I am asking you to forgive. So that you can give a smile instead of a frown. Now, with your physical eyes open, you are looking at the center of the ceiling. Simultaneously, you are trying to see a flame between your eyebrows and the center of the forehead. If you can't see a black plane, see an ordinary plane. Try to see a black plane. In your mind that you forgive all those who have hurt you in any manner. If you are sincere, your astral body that has received so many scars due to negative emotions will slowly be healed. Till the scars are healed on the astral body, your physical health cannot improve. For the scars to go and be healed from your astral body, you have to very sincerely forgive. Breathe rhythmically. The three step rhythmic breathing. Feel the lightness in your heart and mind. Feel the lightness in your heart and mind, you will feel lightness in your body. Continue three-step rhythmic breathing. That I be healed if I forgive. Continue the rhythmic breath. Hold the plane between the eyebrows in the center of your forehead. That is the witness before you, before whom? The witness before whom you are making this promise to yourself that I be healed. If I forgive. Continue the rhythmic breathing. Close your eyes. See the flame. Make your promise. I be healed if I forgive. Continue your three-step rhythmic breath. same as witness that I beheld three five again. Relaxation.
Five times. First, your hands.
Attentive, firmly. Relax. Attentive, firmly. Relax. Firmly. Relax. Firmly. Relax. How many times?
Five times. This is the five. Attention. This is only on this side.
Only the palm.
Not the whole.
Now comes the hand.
Whole arm. Hand also, is it part or all?
Full from shoulder to tip of the finger. Stretch. Relax. Stretch. Relax. Only the hands. Stretch. Relax. Stretch. Relax. How many times?
Five.
Stretch. Relax. What is next?
Left leg.
The left leg. From the hip to the toe. Stretch. Attentively stretch. Relax. 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 When I tell you attentively stretch, that does not mean that you pull your muscles. The muscles are not pulled of the thigh or the calf. Don't tighten your muscles. Pull. Do it again if you want to see the difference. Pull the left leg from tip to toe. You don't make your muscles tight. Right? Got the thing? To help you, I'll tell you, don't only push your toe, also push the heel. Then see that your muscles are not tight, okay? Not only the toe, but also the heel. Then your muscles are not tight. Okay, repeat it tonight. Attentively stretch. Again here also, the heel. Relax. Stretch. I am not telling you to tighten. I say stretch. Relax. Stretch. Relax. Stretch. Relax. Stretch. Relax. If you don't only stretch, you will catch your muscle. And then tomorrow you will come limping to me and say, what is this pain in the calf? I don't want that. So, don't tighten your muscle. Only stretch. Okay, what next?
Upper
chest. Chest. Tighten. Relax. Only the chest. Tighten. Hands are loose. Stretch. Relax. Stretch your chest. As much. Relax. Stretch. Perhaps you do this once in a month only, you are not doing at home. Relax.